Mara Show. It's the Mike O'Mara.
Fine. Thing sucks.
Oh. Oh, Bill. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. Oh. Hey, how about that wine?
Cheers.
Good stuff.
Works on the vocal cords, doesn't it?
Yeah, doing a little something with my head as well.
Until tomorrow. You know, that's the show, guys. I mean, you get used to it. It's going to be an inch deep and a mile wide. We're going to have wine experts, and we're going to have hookers. It's gonna work that way. We're going to have Dennis Hoff from the Bunny Ranch.
Right.
We're going to have Mary Carey, porn star. We're going to have wine experts, and we're going to talk about all sorts of stuff, because you know what? Everybody's like all of us.
I think so.
We are all an inch deep, and we are all a mile wide. That is the way it works.
Buzz was just on the phone trying to book a pot expert.
That's it. Hey, you know what? We welcome him with open arms.
We do.
You know, how to grow it, how to sell it, how to trade it. Trade it with your friends. That's a pretty good investment in some cases,
too. You might get in trouble doing that.
You didn't hear that here, though.
No.
Right now it's time for How Wet Are You? Mm. The number to call in the Washington, D.C. area is 877-365-3636. On the line is a pair of tickets to see Riverdance live at Wolf Trap. Get a Buzz Water.
I do.
Riverdance, Thursday, May 19th. I think we might even give away two pairs of tickets to Riverdance.
That's four tickets.
And every caller for How Wet Are You, everybody that's had any kind of water damage or any kind of flood at their house in the D.C. area, will receive a Mike O'Mara Show T-shirt, which is brand new.
There are such a thing.
I was just told we are giving those away now, so I'm very excited about that.
I'll have to get one.
And as soon as we get them in, we're going to put a picture of them up on the website, and you'll be able to see how you can get those.
Shrink to fit.
Yeah. Rob's very concerned they don't have the larger carriage sizes. I'm a little concerned with that, too. The 1XL might not be adequate.
You know, it's sad when we've come to a place in America when you have to call it a 1XL.
Yes, I know.
In days of old, it was just an extra large.
Just an XL and a double XL.
Yeah. Or the 3.
or the 3.
Really
in some
small
cases.
Ones. Small ones for the ladies.
All right, let's go to our very first How Wet Are You? We go to Camp Springs. That would be a baby doll t-shirt, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Camp Springs, Maryland. Sure let's will. Go to Ryan. And Buzz, I think we're going to need you to jot these down.
I'm ready with pen and paper.
Because everybody's a winner on How Wet Are You. Hi, Ryan. Tell us your tale of woe.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon with drinking our Cabernet Sauvignon.
I was raining on Sunday. Yeah. My sub pump in the basement decided to go out.
Been there, brother. I know the story. Tell us your tale.
At least a foot of water in the basement, and just extensive flood damage.
Mm, okay. How extensive? What kind of stuff did you lose, Ryan?
Well, TV.
Oh,
What kind of TV?
It was an older model, but I'm a musician, so I had some guitars that were just on the stand.
Ooh, that's sad.
That
is sad.
And I had one of my most favorite amps, which was very expensive, also went out as well.
Did you say most favorite amp or most favorite ant?
Ant. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And where are you calling?
Aunt Lola, unfortunately, passed away. It was a very, very sad thing.
Oh.
And he's from Camp Springs, Maryland.
Very
Buzz.
Good. Thank you.
That's Ryan from Camp Springs. Anything else damaged there, Ryan? And everybody's a winner. You get a T-shirt, even if you're not the Riverdance winner.
Right.
Everything else is replaceable.
Very good. Okay. We're going to put you back on hold there, Ryan. Thank you very much for the call.
That was kind of sad.
That wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
Look,
just kind of.
No matter what the circumstances, I know that on How Wet Are You, we can do a lot better.
I know.
Let's go to Lloyd from Fredericksburg. Lloyd, how wet are you?
Hey, good evening, gentle person. How are you?
How are you, gentle persons?
Everything's lovely. Love the show, man.
Very good. I'm glad. Tell us your tale of wetness.
Does it have to be a house story? Because I lost my car.
You can tell anything that has to do with flooding. You can tell us your story. As a matter of fact, a car might even be a bigger story. Go ahead.
What happened?
I was at work. I work in a restaurant on Sunday. It was raining, and I'm used to the window being cracked because the motor's broken the door. It's an old car. I bought it from my grandma for $600. So I can never get the window all the way closed unless I squeeze my hands together and push up on it.
So this, it was a cracked. This would not necessarily, Lloyd, be a flood story as much as a window open heavy rain story.
Yeah, but I still lost my car. I'll tell you.
You lost it or it just got wet?
No, I lost it. Once I tell you, you'll get it.
Okay.
The windows never close, and I'm used to it raining in there and getting my tail wet or whatever. But this day, I worked in a restaurant. Mother's Day is the busiest day of the whole year in the restaurant. So it rained in the car for all of 11 to 12 hours. So when I get back in the car, there's water in the floor.
Right.
I have my church clothes in there that I lost at.
My church clothes.
Yeah, they're destroyed. They smell like garbage.
My church clothes.
Yeah, it was a nice
suit. I lost That's my church clothes.
This is the worst part about it.
Okay.
What's the worst part?
I start the car because usually the water just goes down by the window, the button to make the window
Yes,
go
yes. Get
down.
To the point, Lloyd. Come on.
What happened?
This day, because the wind was with the rain, it went on the dash. It goes down in the steering column. I start the car when I get in the car, and I smell smoke, white smoke. And it started really small, something like when you used to start old fires with a piece of stick or whatever.
Yes, yes. Right. What happened,
Lloyd?
It just
gets greater, greater, and greater, and then it just blows up. It just like, it was like little spark. Down in the column.
The car blowed up. The car blowed up.
What
really
irony
good.
That water right. would cause a fire. Who thought that?
That's Lloyd. He does get a T-shirt. Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
He doesn't need a T-shirt.
Why do we have Corey? Corey, are you from Sacramento?
I am.
Why are you calling?
That's the right answer.
This is a D.C. area feature.
I know, but the T-shirt is why I'm. If my story is good, I know I can't win the.
I'm sorry, you are not allowed. It is not fair. You're not qualified.
Was Corey me?
Let's go. Let's go to Mark in Odenton, Maryland. I heard about Odenton. Go ahead, Mark. Tell us your story.
Sorry.
That's all right. All right. So you said flooding on what floors?
The 7th and 6th floor of a 12-story building.
How did the 6th and 7th floors flood from the rain?
Well, the driving rain overdrove. We have these sill drains by the windows on the front facade of the building.
Right.
Sill drains.
Overflowed those and caused water to get into the building through bad seals in the windows.
Okay, thank you very much. We're going to put you on hold there, Mark. Looking really for homes, you know, people's homes.
Yeah. But how lucky would you feel if you were on the 5th floor and you were able to dodge that?
877-365-3636. Still looking for that big winner. You know, there's got to be somebody out there. Mike from Winchester, Virginia. How wet are you, Mike?
Well, we own a getaway house on the Shenandoah River in Front Royal.
Oh, hello.
And the river is just way above. It's just way up.
Now, wait a minute. You're talking about right now, right, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
The rivers. We can't even get it. It flooded out the whole road.
So are you trapped in your house right now?
No, it's a getaway house. We tried to go down there.
What's a getaway? Who are you, Bonnie and Clyde? What is a getaway?
You saw the movie?
Like, is this your, weekend escape house?
Yeah, weekend escape.
Mm-hmm. Weekend escape.
That's right.
I don't know. It's tough to, make a guy the big winner that's got enough money to have a weekend retreat. You know?
I don't know. He sounds pretty stupid.
What's happening right now, Mike? Are you there right now?
No, we just actually left from there. And when we left, we seen my blow-up doll float right down the river.
Okay. You know what? That's it.
You know what that was, Mike?
He was a huckster.
That was prepared comedy, a pilot for you.
Let's go to Craig in Vienna. Craig, how wet are you?
Well prepared.
Oh, my basement is sopping wet. We've had water come in three different places in the basement starting at 1 o'clock this morning, and we've been bailing water out ever since.
Is your house brown?
No, my house is blue,
okay,
but it's also wet.
Rob hates Vienna. Okay, Craig, you get a T-shirt. Hold on the line here. Still waiting for that big one. Here's a guy from Bowie, Maryland. Joey. Joey, tell us, how wet are you?
It may sound ironic, but I'm so wet that I lost my boat.
How did you lose your boat?
I'm
your boat.
Well, I live in Bowie, but we have a place down in St. Mary's County near
all these people
Solomon's
that
Island.
Prizes that have second homes.
I know.
No. It's a little shack. It's just a little crab.
It's a shack. Okay, what happened?
But a buddy of mine stores his boat down there, and I mean we just fixed it up. We did all the stuff we needed to.
What happened to it?
Oh, well, it flooded and it broke its moorings on the pier, ripped off part of my pier with it, and is now on the other side of the creek. I haven't told my buddy this yet. It's downriver from us. I'm responsible. I have to go get it. I can't get down there yet.
But it didn't sink, right?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen him. My next-door neighbor down
All
there
right.
called me.
Thank you very much for the call. Sorry, I guess he's not going to get a T-shirt.
Did I ever tell you what happened to my father's boat with the hurricane last year?
What happened?
It's tied or moored on three different poles, and when the waters rose, it flipped.
Mm-hmm.
And when the water went down, it was left upside down on the dock.
Yeah.
And an email circulated all around the Eastern Shore. It was his boat with two seagulls on it, upside down on the dock. It said, boat for sale.
Send your father a T-shirt, please.
You're getting a shirt.
Thank you.
Let's go to Vicky in Manassas. Vicky, tell us your story.
Okay. I live slightly downhill from my neighbor.
Yes.
I have an in-ground pool in my backyard.
You have a what?
An in-ground pool.
Okay.
A pool. Okay.
And my neighbor has placed just tons of dirt at the top of his and his yard, his
yes.
landscaping, and never did anything with it.
Right.
With all this rain, I have tons of mud that has washed down the hill into your pool. Into the pool and gone beyond the pool, washed down to my backyard, into my basement back door.
Oh, okay. So you got a muddy basement. All right. We'll give you a T-shirt.
Can
stay
you
on the
still
line,
open
Vicky.
Your sauna?
That's very difficult. Lee from Alexandria, Virginia. We're trying to get a winner. Just somebody with a real bad. I had my Rolls Royce that actually got the tires wet. It was very difficult.
I liked the notion of the pool, but when she said in-ground
pool. In-ground. Uh-huh. Lee from Alexandria. Well, how wet are you?
Oh, I'm so wet.
All right. What happened?
Nice.
Quickly.
Well, I was gone for the weekend, and of course we had all
Were you
that
at your summer house?
No, this is my full-time house.
Okay.
And
what happened? Quick.
It's actually a condo, and it's ground floor.
Yep.
And they had just recently mulched, so it was like cedar chips and smelled
right.
like manure.
What happened to your house?
So all that rain, water came in ground level because that's sliding glass doors.
Okay, I'm sorry. These people have to get to the point with what happened.
Please.
I want to see, the TV was floating. Andy, Route 95. Andy, what happened to you?
Got a house, the entire basement flooded. I've got totes floating around the bottom of the basement. I got to remove all the carpet. And not only that, do I have a stinky, musty wet basement.
Yes.
I also have a car that has a leaky seal in it, and now I have to sit in a leaky seal seat with a towel that I got to take out every single day.
All right, you get a T-shirt. That was not a bad story. Still looking for the grand Megillah here. Charlene from Clinton, Maryland. Charlene, tell us your tale of woe, quickly.
Oh, my bedroom. It started flooding Thursday night, and we still have not gotten it dried out as of today.
And it broke your cell phone as well. Let's go to Conrad in Woodbridge. Conrad, we're looking for the big winner here.
Hello, Conrad.
Hey, Market. 6 feet, dead cat.
What? I didn't hear that.
He said, Haymarket, 6 feet, dead cat.
Dead cat.
He was brief.
And then he
he followed instructions.
Craig from Vienna, we've only got time for a couple more. Craig, tell us your story.
Well, my basement started flooding at 1 o'clock this morning, and I got stuck with the room where the three cats' litter boxes are floating around the basement.
The cats kicked them over the top. No,
floating litter
boxes.
Not
the greatest story, but you're out of time. Guess what?
That means there's enough fiber in the cat's diet.
You've got cat poop and flooding, Craig, and because it was the most recent flood that we heard about, you have won a pair of tickets to see Riverdance live at Wolf Trap on Thursday, May 19th. How does that sound?
That's very cool. Since my wife had to take today off to keep bailing water out, she will be real happy.
You know what? I like that little tip in. Craig, thanks for calling on How Wet Are You, and I hope you get dry real soon, okay?
Thank you. I'm on my way back home to start my second shift.
Okay, very good. You know what? I like the fact that we gave that guy the tickets.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. So that's it. Congratulations for everybody else that's calling. You're too late now. You will not get a T-shirt, no matter, even if you're drowning right
wait,
now.
Wait till the next natural disaster and call then.
Coming up, we go from wine to Formula One racing to IndyCar racing. We're going to talk with the other lady in IndyCar, lady by the name of Sarah Fisher. She, it's not just Danica Patrick that goes over 200 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Fisher is going to be participating in the Indy 500.
And she's guilty.
And she is guilty of being hot. We'll talk to her. We're on a real-time schedule. We'll be right back after this.
It's the Michael Mara Show.